It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear from Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel about the Open Government Summit he's hosting this week and why he's seeking to modernize the state's open records law.
First, as Governor Walker begins his third week on the presidential campaign trail, we're getting a clearer picture of what a Walker presidency could look like. That would include big changes for at least one federal agency, the EPA.
Walker's proposal would shift most of the Environmental Protection Agency's responsibility to state-based regulators, leaving the agency to serve as an umbrella organization.
Scott Bauer joins us now. He's the Wisconsin State Government reporter for the Associated Press. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's dig into this. Now, I know this isn't a fully fleshed out policy statement here, something that Governor Walker has been saying on the campaign trail. From what he said, what would change at the EPA?
Yeah, your point is well taken. It's not very fleshed out yet from the governor. What he had said back in June at a campaign appearance and that he's repeated here recently is that he would like to see the powers that the EPA has, many of those given back to the states, leaving the EPA as this umbrella organization. What he doesn't talk about is what exactly would stay, what would go, how would the EPA enforce federal environmental laws like the Clean Water Act, and really he doesn't talk in any specificity about how this would actually work. What he does say is he mentions it in the context of this talking point of wanting to return federal power back to the states. So really it leaves us with more questions than it does answers.
And the EPA, I think he said, would still regulate interstate environmental issues if a state dumps something into a river, the river flows into the state next door. One reading of this is that would be all the EPA would do is interstate stuff. Everything else might go to the states.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly seems to be the direction Walker's heading when he talks about this kind of thing. I talked yesterday with a couple different people who have some experience and ties with the EPA. One of them, Lisa Heinzerling, who's a law professor at Georgetown and used to be a top EPA official, she basically said that approach that Walker's talking about makes no sense because you would have 50 different air quality standards, potentially 50 different scientific research arms going on, all duplicating things that the EPA does now. It really wouldn't be an efficient operation, which is one of the things the governor likes to talk a lot about, being more efficient. Another person I talked with was George Meyer, who's a well-known former DNR secretary here in Wisconsin, who actually started at the DNR prior to the EPA being created. And he talked about how, you know, in those times before you had the EPA, you had companies and businesses basically shopping around to different states looking to go where they could be the least regulated. And so you had this kind of, shopping around where now a lot of companies shop around for the best tax breaks. These companies back 45 years ago were shopping around for the weakest regulation. So he was concerned that a move like that would take us back to those times from the prior to 1970.
And as I understand from how the governor was selling this notion, one of the arguments in favor would be that people in the state would know better what their needs are when it comes to the environment and to the business community, something that maybe a federal regulator wouldn't have. Is that part of the case that's being made here?
Sure. I mean, that's part of, for the people who talk about this, that's part of their argument. It's not a new idea. You know, Republicans have been talking about this back 2011. Newt Gingrich talked about it. Other Republicans in that presidential cycle were talking about this idea. And part of the argument is that the EPA is difficult for businesses to navigate. It costs a lot of money. Projects take a lot of time to work through all the different, bureaucratic hoops they've got to go through and the different things they need to do. And so the argument is that if we move that back to the states, you'd have a more streamlined process, and it would be, you know, better for those that are looking to, the way the governor says it, have economic development while also protecting the environment at the same time.
Talking to Associated Press reporter Scott Bauer. He's reported on Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker on the campaign trail, saying he'd like to take a lot of the power currently residing with the Environmental Protection Agency, move it to the states in one form or another. Let's follow up on the politics here, Scott. You mentioned Republicans and the EPA not always going hand in hand. Is this an issue that you think might be targeted toward early primary voters?
You know, everything nowadays has to be viewed through that lens. You know, when you're running for president, as Walker is, and you need to do well early on, as Walker does, you need to think about everything that he talks about as something that, in his mind at least, he's trying to appeal to those early primary voters. The other group that he's trying to appeal to, of course, are donors and people who may look at this proposal, businessmen, and say, hey, you know, this is a guy that we can get in line with, and are, you know, we agree with that approach. And so he could, while also looking to be appealing to these early primary voters, he's also looking to appeal to people who can cut him a check.
Now, Wisconsin has been in some conflict with the EPA over the last few years. Can you talk a little bit about the history there where EPA regulators say Wisconsin hasn't kept up with what they want?
Yeah, so the EPA, there's been a long ongoing dispute with Walker's administration over air and water quality standards, saying that the EPA last year had said that it was going to impose its rules for limiting fine particle pollution in Wisconsin if the state didn't submit plans. The governor earlier this year joined with 14 other states in suing the EPA over a proposed plan to cut carbon dioxide emissions. And Walker has been very outspoken about how he felt like this plan from President Obama's administration was unworkable. So, you know, there is a history there of conflict, and the whole Gojibic taconite mine, of course, we know the history of that here, but ultimately when that company pulled out, they cited the EPA as a reason that project wasn't going to work, and the governor was critical then too. So this doesn't just come out of thin air. There is some background and some context. And again, Walker isn't the first Republican to talk about trying to dismantle in some ways the EPA, but, you know, he is talking about it again now, and he's a presidential candidate.
Do you see this being a big issue for Republican candidates in the primary, or is this something that's announced and it's just part of the rich tapestry of the politics here?
I think, you know, definitely part of the rich tapestry, and whether it becomes a premier issue or not, I guess, depends on how it resonates with voters, what kind of reception it gets, and what the feedback is when his pollsters go out in the field and tell him how it's playing.
And a bigger picture for Governor Walker, he's pointed a lot to his resume as governor here, but as a candidate for president, one has to say how they'd behave as president. We've heard him talk about foreign policy, now a federal environmental issue. Do you expect to see more fleshing out of, you know, Governor Walker making the case for what he'd do as a president in the weeks to come?
He's promised that, you know, and I think he, you know, all these candidates, there's, what, 15, 16 top-tier Republican candidates, all of them need to give some details about how they would be different from one another. And the governor, you know, his people have said that more details will be coming both about this idea and others that he's put out there. And there are so many issues that haven't been discussed and that haven't been fleshed out. Obviously, when you run for president, pretty much everything is an issue. So there will be plenty more between now and early next year when the voting starts.
Scott, thanks as always for joining us.
You bet.
That was Scott Bauer, Wisconsin State Government reporter for the Associated Press. He joined us to talk about Governor Walker's recent comments on changing the Environmental Protection Agency.